Murder on the Lusitania by Edward Marston. Read by James Langton. Chapter 1. Saturday, September 7th, 1907. George Porter Dillman caught his first glimpse of her at Euston Station. Even in a crowd as large and volatile as that, she stood out, albeit for the briefest and most tantalizing of moments. As he picked his way through the mass of bodies, Dillman was suddenly confronted by a slender young woman in a green straw hat, trimmed with white flowers and a blue velvet ribbon that matched the color of her dress. What struck him was not the sudden beauty of her face, or even the delicate sheen of her blonde hair. It was her unassailable confidence. Amid the swirling crowd, with its buffeting shoulders and its jostling elbows, she was completely at ease, moving with the grace of a dancer and blithely ignoring the admiring or lustful glances that she collected. Dillman had never met anyone with such an air of self-possession. He stepped back to allow her to pass, touching the brim of his hat and offering a polite smile, but she did not even notice him. A porter trailed in her wake, pushing her...